Merry Christmas, everyone, and welcome to Hughes News, a Taking Hugh for Granted bonus podcast. Hughes News aims to keep you right up to date with everything Hugh Grant, from an announcement he's signed on to a new project right down to him doing a particularly saucy tweet. If it's big Hugh Grant news, we want you to know about it. I'm Dougal Waite, and to discuss all of this in juicy, juicy detail, my fellow Horse and Hound correspondent Oscar Bimmel Gray. Oscar, how the bloody hell are you doing today, mate?
I'm doing very well, Diggs. It's been a while since I've heard those words. I believe that our last episode was August the 10th.
That's
like 3 or 4 months ago now.
That feels like last year. I mean, what even happened in August? I feel like, I don't even know. Think about this, right? This is what's really bad, is I think that means we've missed a Hugh Grant birthday.
I think we did, Diggs. His 62nd birthday. So as birthday goes, you know, that's fairly irrelevant.
Yeah,
but
that's true. I do feel a bit bad. Your 16th is important. Your 18th, your 25th. No, your 21st, your 25th, your 50th. And then I guess your 62nd. I think we'd all agree the 62nd after that is the most important. I do feel bad about that because I feel like perhaps we've slipped up a bit. But again, you know, you got to realise, guys, we did what we set out to do. We watched every single bloody film. Cut us a break. We proved that we're the biggest Hugh Grant fans out there. Like, what else do you want from us?
I know, Diggs. I was actually looking through our episodes just the other day, and if we record an episode next year, that would be 4 years of four separate years of recording Taking Hugh for Granted, which is crazy because it does also feel like we started this podcast yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God. In fact, it feels like we started this podcast in August. That is mental, especially, and we definitely will record an episode next year because the Hugh Grant films then will be coming thick and fast. I mean, we've got Dungeons and Dragons in
March,
yes. I think. Yeah, I think it's March 23rd or something. And then after that, we've probably got that Wonka film that's lying under the surface. We've got that, the weird
Seinfeld movie.
Yeah, Pop Tart thing.
Tony the Tiger. That's the one I'm most excited about, to be honest.
That. Yeah, same. It'll be very
because it means I can go as Tony the Tiger for Halloween next year.
Exactly. And people were being like, oh, shouldn't you be dressed as Hugh Grant? You're like, I am. Didn't you watch the Pop-Tart thing? And they'll be like, no, I've never even heard of that. And you're like, yeah, it's just for the hardcore fans, that one. No, it's true. But I do feel bad because I feel like the last time, at some point in one of the last episodes, I did promise our listeners, I said, I promise you we'll have an epic retrospective for you. I promise. And we haven't quite done that yet. But, you know, an epic retrospective where me and you rank his like 50 films or projects from worst to best. But I think we can afford to hold off on that until next year, just because we will have some hot films coming out, like Dungeons and Dragons, like that Unfrosted, a Pop-Tart story. And also, we've kind of had one that's sort of slipped under the radar that kind of has already come out.
Indeed, yes. Glass Onion, a Knives Out mystery, Diggs. Hugh Grant makes one of his cameo appearances, I believe, in this. A bit like I'm Still Here, which we successfully petitioned to get taken off his IMDb page.
Yes.
But, Diggs, what do you know about this? Because, of course, this is the sequel to the first film, starring Daniel Craig, playing a kind of Texan murder mystery man. But yeah, I haven't seen the first film and I haven't seen the second film. So I think you've seen the first film. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. In fact, it did really well. Directed, I believe, by James Gunn. I could be wrong there. And it was released a few years ago, Knives Out. And yeah, like you say, it's just like a whodunit, basically. And people lost their minds over it. It's really fun. It's like really like fast and stuff. People wanted to die for this thing. And so I think once I had a really, really cool, exciting birthday where it was just me and my mum sat on her bed watching television. So it was like obviously riotous. And we got a takeaway and she said, what do you want to do? And I said, I want to watch this film. People say it's class. So I made her buy it on her Amazon Prime and we watched it. She fell asleep and I thought it was shite. I didn't think it was shite, but I didn't think it was good as people said it was. But it is still fun to watch. Anyway, obviously people have been dying. So I think it's a sequel, or at least, like, you know how, is it Poirot has like separate little like mysteries to solve? I think this is probably just another mystery that he's got to solve with a new cast of characters. And Hugh pops up in it. And I think that's why it snuck up on us, because I think it was such a cameo that it was like, he probably was in there for a day of filming or something. And then we didn't, like, there was no, there wasn't really much lead up being like, oh, Hugh Grant's in this, because there's no point in saying it because he's in it so short time.
Well, I have a few details on his cameo. Oh. In fact, there was an article written about all the different cameos in this film, because apparently there were quite a few. Joseph Gordon-Levitt was in it. Yo-Yo Ma was in it. Ethan Hawke was in it. All these people just for a very short period of time. And for Hugh Grant, it says he has a blink and you'll miss it cameo as Benoit Blanc's domestic partner during a brief scene showing the detective's apartment. At the start of the film, we hear only his voice as his Philip asks Blanc if he's in the bath again. Later, during a flashback, we see him answer the door when a prospective client comes calling. So that doesn't reveal a whole lot.
No.
But... Yeah, it's not a lot. Really feels that
he, yeah, exactly. I mean, when I said, "Oh yeah, this epic retrospective we're going to have to do," we'll wait until Knives Out comes out, and it's like, yeah, he did it for a second. But to be fair, we've done this before, haven't we? Do you remember when we watched that great film? What was it called? White Mischief.
Yes.
And he, I think we counted. He had something like 7 lines, and he was on screen for about 2 minutes. And we were like, right, we'll review the whole bloody thing. And that actually was, that was a good film. Spoiler alert, that was a very good film. We enjoyed that a lot.
But I mean, this film, to be fair, it was one of these strange things, I guess, now where because of Netflix and streaming platforms, a lot of films are only released on there and not really released in the cinema. The makers of this film decided that they would do a very short theatrical release in November, I think just in the States. And apparently it was very successful for the for the Thanksgiving weekend, effectively. And people were like angry that it hadn't been aired for longer. So if you did see it then, you did really well to get in and see it. But for the rest of us, it releases on December the 23rd on Netflix. But you know what that means, Diggs? It means that we're going to have 3 years of watching a Hugh Grant special on Netflix after, of course, we had Death to 2020, Death to 2021. I don't think we're seeing a Death to 2022, but I could be wrong. You never know.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, it's still, if there's a disaster happens the next, well, let's count however many days between we're recording when this was released and when this is released and when we get to that 23rd mark. Who knows? They could do something out of nowhere. I hope they don't, because on reflection, those weren't very good. And Hugh Grant's character...
Come off it. The first one was good.
The first one was okay. The second one was...
Bad.
It feels like this is how it... the second one was bad. And particularly, Hugh Grant's character was fucking bad in the second one. It got even... They took all the bad jokes. You're like, they didn't really land in the first one. And then they just, like, doubled down those in the second one. You're like, oh, no, don't do that. But that's a good point. So we get to see it at Christmas, which is very exciting. So we can have another Hugh Grant-y Christmas, which is very, very exciting. And I guess, speaking of Hugh Grant-y Christmases, we should talk about something that apparently was on... Speaking about American TV and theatrical releases and whatnot, apparently did you say there was a 20th anniversary Love Actually like retrospective thing on in America?
I believe so, yeah. I mean, neither of us have seen it, which is poor. We've dropped the ball on that one.
We have.
But I did see a sort of brief thing doing the rounds on Twitter of all the main characters talking about Love Actually in a very sort of American style Love Actually 20 years after kind of thing. And you know, you had what's his face, the little kid,
Pig Heart Boy, what's he called? Featherboy or whatever. What's his name?
Sangster. Tom,
is that his actual name?
No, what's his name again?
Tom,
anyway, the little kid.
Yeah.
Tom Brody Sangster, is that his name?
I think we're getting closer. We do have Google. I don't know why we're not just Googling it, but
I should Google right it. I think I might have just mixed him up with Tom Brady. Oh no, I was right. Tom Brody Sangster. There we go.
Tom Brody Sangster. There you go.
Yes. Anyway, yeah. You know, he was talking about how he hadn't watched it. before and now he watched it. So sorry, that was a pretty irrelevant point.
wait, so they filmed it and he never watched it, and then he just watched it again the other day?
Yeah.
So he for the first time?
Pretty much, I think, yeah.
Wow. Okay, I think that happens quite a lot with a lot of actors. And if they don't go to the premiere, they never really see their film, which is interesting.
Yeah. I mean, he's a star, so I don't know why he hasn't. But
yeah, it's true. And he was young at the time. So you would have thought, like, you'd be gassed to be in any film ever, and you'd be like, right, I'm going to see this.
I mean, he's 32 now, so he was literally 12 when he made that film, which is actually kind of crazy.
That is crazy. I still feel like, is the love interest between him and that girl a bit weird in that film, or is it fine? Isn't she a bit older than him?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, he does chase her through the airport, which is sort of weird but cute.
It is cute. But I mean, chasing someone to the airport is weird. I was watching Fleabag the other day, and so they made the good point in that way. Yeah, obviously brilliant. But they made the good point in that where, well, I won't spoil it for people that don't know. But anyway, someone suggests chasing someone through an airport, and they're like, think about that. That would actually be mental. Imagine if I actually did that. You have to be, the only person I'd run through an airport for would be Hugh Grant. And that, obviously he'd find it mental, but that's fine. I'd do jail time for that. It'd be okay. But thinking about that, if it's been 20 years, how do you feel about Love Actually? Are you going to watch it this year?
Probably. Yeah. I mean, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Of course.
It would be blasphemy to not watch it.
Of course.
How do I feel about it after 20 years? I mean, I probably watched Love Actually more times over the last 3 or 4 years since we've done this podcast. I feel like I've had like Love Actually injected into my veins.
Yeah. Exactly.
So if I didn't watch it this year, I wouldn't be overly upset. Maybe I'll put it that way. But okay. I will probably still watch it.
Yeah, I think it's actually interesting for me because since we did our special episode with the people from What Is Love Actually, I think my idea of it has changed, and I'm now even more confused about it, about whether I hate it with a passion or about whether I actually think it's really clever and wonderful. Mm-hmm. So perhaps I need to properly watch it again. And but I haven't really watched any Christmas films yet, so I'd have to I need to start doing that quickly.
One I wouldn't recommend is one I'm watching right now called Last Christmas. It's really have you watched that? It's really bad.
What is it? Who is it? Who's in
it? It's got Henry Golding in it.
That came out last year, right?
It's one of these classic things on Netflix where you're like, I swear, you know, it actually came out 3 years ago, but because it's been released on Netflix now, everyone's like watching it.
Yeah, right. And it's not good.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
Oh, dear.
What else? I watched one other one the other day. Oh, Love Hard. Have you watched that?
Love Hard? No. Is that like Die Hard, but with love?
A little bit. There's a lot of Die Hard jokes. That's a good one. I'd recommend that.
Oh, okay. That sounds fun. Well, speaking of, I need to watch Die Hard. People always talk about that being a Christmas film, and I've never seen it. Which I feel really bad about.
I haven't seen it either, Diggs.
And it's got our sexy Alan Rickman in it.
Indeed.
Of Rick-tock fame. And all these weird 13-year-old girls thirsting after him on TikTok. It's bizarre.
Talking of Alan Rickman and going back to Love Actually, I feel like I have this weird feeling about all of those films. I feel like you get more nostalgic about the sort of prime years of the Emma Thompsons and Alan Rickmans and the Hugh Grants and, dare we say it, Colin Firths of this world.
No.
But at the same time, I feel like I feel a bit sick to my stomach every time I watch Notting Hill or Love Actually.
I know what you mean. I think it is. I mean, it's funny. Like my dad, whenever I come in to see him, and you know, if it's a lazy afternoon, I'll come in. I'll be like, "Oh, what are you up to?" He'll be watching a program called All Creatures Great and Small, and it's this old, like, you know, I don't know when it was from, like the fucking 40s or 50s or some shit. Or he's always watching some old fucking thing that, you know, is from literally like 1950s or something. And he's sat there, and it's so slow, and it's so like whatever, and he's weeping, and he's looking at me. He went to go and see Casablanca the other day, which is like this really old film. Again, might be like 40s or 50s, maybe even 30s actually, and it's
an iconic film, isn't it?
Iconic, yeah. And it's all filmed in, everything's done on a set, so the whole thing looks fake as hell. And but the thing he always says to me, he went to go and see it on a big screen. He was like, the script is unbelievable, and let me tell you, the act acting is marvelous. And I watch a bit of it and I'm like, this is shit. And I wonder whether this is what we're going to be like when we're older and we'll sit there and we'll be watching like Love Actually at Christmas weeping and our kids will be like, Dad, what is going on? You're like, look at the acting, for God's sake. That's Emma Thompson. She's like, who is she? And she's like, you don't know, for God's sake. You know,
they don't make scripts like this anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Richard Curtis was a genius. And they're like, Richard who? And you're like, oh God, what have I raised? So yeah, I think that's what we're going to be like as well. I wonder, basically what I'm trying to say is I think nostalgia might give us rose-tinted glasses big time.
I think so. I think you're spot on there.
On the first day of Grantmas, my true love sent to me a Hugh Grant on my telly. 12 Brexit protests, 11 trolls on Twitter, 10 awkward stutters, 9 PMs dancing, 8 dodgy girlfriends, 7 curtain hairstyles, 6 tabloid hackings, 5 timeless films, 4 silly smiles, 3 posh words, 2 charming laughs, and a Hugh Grant on your telly. What won't be tinted with rose is a little program that we think Hugh Grant might be cast in. I say program, another HBO series, I believe.
I think you're doing it a disservice by calling it a little program, Diggs. Yeah, big news. Big Hughes news. Mm. Breaking Hughes news, in baby. The last couple of days. Big news flash. Hugh Grant has been cast in the upcoming HBO limited series The Palace. Starring none other than Hugh Grant, obviously, and Kate Winslet. I don't think Hugh has starred with before.
Wow. Okay. So another leading lady. My God. There's a serious pantheon of leading ladies that he's acted alongside. The most recent, I guess, being Nicole Kidman in the HBO series as well, The Undoing.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is interesting news for a couple of reasons. Firstly, Hugh has gone back to HBO. He's gone back to the small screen. They obviously liked him a lot. He won, you know, The Undoing, I think we can say, was a big success for both HBO and for Hugh Grant. The show won Emmys. I think he received an Emmy and a Golden Globe nomination for his performance in that show. And another interesting little thing is that I was thinking, you know, Hugh's not odd that he's cast in this, but what is the reason behind this? And I think... The big reason is our friend Stephen Frears is again directing this. So,
yes,
of course, Hugh teamed up with him on A Very English Scandal, as we know. And that was probably one of our favorite pieces of Hugh work ever.
Yeah, that was absolutely brilliant. And another TV show, obviously. But then also, didn't he direct Florence Foster Jenkins?
Yes.
As well, yeah. So they clearly get on and they like each other.
Yes.
So that's very good. But I guess as well we should say, what is The Palace going to be about? Do we know?
Well, we haven't been given too many details, really. But the one line we have here is that it tells the story of 1 year within the walls of the palace of an authoritarian regime as it begins to unravel. So I don't know if that is a fictional thing or maybe that is... pointing to a certain royal family. It remains to be seen. I mean, what it does sort of remind me of is The Undoing, that kind of unraveling. Things seem fine and then it all kind of falls apart as Hugh sticks his fucking dagger into someone's back.
Oh, yeah. I hope, as long as he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
Oh, but also, oh my God, hang on. It's a palace. He'll be aristocracy. We're talking... massive like country houses and stuff. Oh my God, this is perfect.
I hope he's in military uniform at some point.
Oh yeah, and I hope he's posh as hell and just like horrible and evil.
He's definitely gonna be that. He's 100%. There's no way he's not that.
Exactly. Oh God, that's actually really exciting. Shit, I'm really excited for that. Okay, cool. Because I don't know why when I saw Palace, I was just assumed it would be about our royal family, and I was like, oh, all right. I mean, we've already got the crown, so. But yeah, that's very exciting. Wowza! Wow, what a little Christmas treat to look forward to.
So no news on when this might come out, but I mean, I feel like a broken record, but this is going to be an active period for yeah. you.
Yeah, I think so.
I suspect maybe we can expect this in early 2024. That's if
yeah,
I was going to take
that's what I'd imagine. Yeah, and if I was a betting man, I'd double down. I'd go all in on what you've just said. Early 2024, I think. Because if they're just casting now, that's the kind of thing that will happen. Yeah, early to mid-2024, I reckon. God, we've got to wait so long. I just want Hugh Grant now. Thank you so much if you listened to this. We really do appreciate you so much, especially because, as I say, we've taken quite a bit of a little break from the airwaves. But listen, we're back. It's a little Christmas treat to you, if anyone thinks it's a Christmas treat. Or if you've been naughty, this is a piece of coal in your ear stockings that you've just pulled out and you're going, oh, Christ. And he's like, yeah, you've been a bad boy or a bad girl. We'll be back for sure. If we're not back at the end of this year, we'll certainly be back early next year because there's going to be lots of Hugh Grant stuff to talk about. We'll have to talk about Glass Onion or whatever the shit it's called because that will come out on the 23rd. So we've got to get ready for that.
Yeah, we'll be ready for that one, even if it's a 20-second cameo. We'll be analysing it frame by frame.
Yeah, exactly. All his 20 seconds. Guys, isn't that exciting? We've got an episode of Taking You For Granted coming out very soon. A proper one. That is very exciting. Well, that is a little post-Christmas treat because isn't it so shit at Christmas when you get your presents and then you go, it's Boxing Day, and you go, oh, kind of was into that present vibe. Well, guess what? You're going to have another present after Christmas as well, which will be us reviewing Taking You For Granted. Wait, what? Us reviewing Glass Onion. It's very, very exciting.
Very exciting.
Until then, I guess it's a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from me, Diggory Waite.
And me, Oscar Bimble Gray.
Thank you, everyone. And remember, this Christmas, do not take you for granted. Bye.
Bye.
This is the end of Christmas. We hope you feel very good. Christmas. About you, bro. Christmas. And everything is very good. Christmas. And now it's time to say goodbye. Goodbye.
Hugh's News is a Taking Hugh For Granted production and is produced, edited and presented by Diggory Waite and Oscar Beardmore Gray. The producers of Taking Hugh For Granted would like to state that this podcast is in no way associated with the actor Hugh John Mungo Grant, nor does it endorse his views or represent him in any way. Instead, by creating this podcast, Oscar and Diggory hope to celebrate Hugh's illustrious career, reliving his old classics and shedding light on some of his hidden gems. Hugh, if you're listening, we hope you approve.